talking with Mark Gabbard of Easy Turf. He's talking synthetic grass. And you were just going into a conversation about how you protect your really pretty plastic so it lasts 15 to 20 years. And Field Turf is the company that makes the Easy Turf product. Mm-hmm. And you said they've got 20-year-old grass here in Arizona that still hasn't been replaced?
Yeah, it's going into its 19th year. When we first signed this contract, we were given a binder from Field Turf, and one of the things that they advertised was this front yard south-facing application in Mesa. And they got this beautiful photo of it 15 years after installation, and that's been almost 4 years ago now, and it still has yet to need to be replaced. So they do have proven history here in the state of Arizona in this dry desert landscape. It's like you said, how do you protect real pretty plastic? The standard in the industry, think of a Scotchgard for a couch, okay? Post-manufactured topical application of UV protection. Okay, just like a Scotchgard on a couch, when we're sitting at home watching the football game, our rear end sit in the exact same seat every single time. So that Scotchgard is going to wear off in that area and not another area. Same concept with artificial turf. It's going to wear off unevenly, fade unevenly. Fade rate speeds up over time, so degradation speeds up over time. Needs to be replaced or reapplied again at some point at your own cost. Okay, where you go to do that, I can't begin to tell you where you go purchase UV protection to get sprayed upon your turf. So what we did is we developed a proprietary process to where our UV protection is actually impregnated into the fiber. So it's an actual part of the chemical structure of the fiber itself when we first manufactured in the yarn, which brings me to my next point, which is we are a vertically integrated company. Being a vertically integrated company, we're the only manufacturer that's in control of every single part of the production of our artificial turf. We produce the fibers, we produce the turf itself, the sprayed on application, the backing, it's all in-house. So now with that impregnated UV protection in the fiber, we've been studied to get less than a 0.5% fade rate per year throughout that 15 to 20 years. So in about 12 to 13 years at a 10% fade, it's still not visible to the human eye, according to science.
And when we talk about water conservation, and if we're changing out from a lawn, I mean, 12 years of not having to water that area, that's significant water savings.
Absolutely. And when I was driving in this morning, I was listening to you guys' first segment, and you guys had a great commercial as I was rounding the corner over here, where the guy was talking about, hey, do you know where the majority of your water comes from, your water bill? And the guy's like, my toilet. No, it's not your toilet. My sink. No, it's not my sink. And then he opens the door, and it's outside in your lawn. So 70%. Okay, that's about the 12th different time from different commercials, research that I've read that everybody talks about, 70% of your water bill is outside in your yard. So water conservation is huge. And if you live in a city like I do, in the city of Surprise, our water rates are climbing every single year. And so the amount of money that you're spending in your yard is money back in your pocket. And if you do the homework a little bit on return on your investment, at around 800 square foot installation, which tends to be your average installation for a front yard or a backyard application here that we've come across, at 800 square feet, you're looking at about 3 to 5 years. So figure 5 years on the top end to get an ROI, and then it's money in your pocket for those next 10 to 15 years that you're not paying out.
And if you're doing a rye and a Bermuda, you've always got that downtime. Or if you don't do rye at all, then you've got a brown yard the whole winter. Mm-hmm. This is green the whole time with no water.
Yeah, it's pretty neat because we've yet to come across one customer. Even customers here at the home show, we'll get a lot of people that stop by the booth and say, man, I didn't use your company, but I installed turf years back. I've yet to come across one person who looks at me and goes, I wish I'd never did it. Every single person we come across, whether it's our competitors, customers, or ours, say it's the best decision we ever made.
How about with 11 grandchildren, the play surface? You know, is it harder than a lawn or tiff?
No, good question, good question. That's where we offer multiple applications. And one of the things that people love about our line is our level of quality does not change from our least expensive product to our most expensive product. Our products all have the same patents and technologies, whether it's our patented drainage system that we'll get into, or fiber technologies, or how long the life expectancy is, it all stays the same. So functionality and aesthetics become your deciding factor with our line. So we do offer products like you talk about, to where we have 37-ounce face weight products that get a crumb rubber infill. So for instance, in my backyard, I have a 37-ounce face weight product, and it's a chrome rubber infilled product. The reason we put that in there is because my cousin, who's the vice president of the company, Noelle Boothby, she's got three kids. Her sister, my other cousin, lives next door with two kids. Yeah. I have my son. We all live about a mile from each other, and we got kids that are on our lawns all day. Now, my cousin Alana, she's got it in her backyard, a volleyball court, so people are diving and playing on it. So we put a chrome rubber infilled product inside there so it's softer and cushier. And we also offer the products that do not get chrome rubber. Now, those 2 pounds per square foot of silica sand infill, that is going to compact over time and becomes a more firm surface. So we do offer multiple applications, and really our sales reps go in, they evaluate the situation, and then we can walk you through a process functionality-wise, aesthetic-wise, and budget-wise, what's going to make sense for you in your application and your residence.
Mark Gabbard of EasyTurf, appreciate you being here with us. Time for bottom of the hour news break. Perfect time to get online if you have a question about synthetic grass, if it's right for you, or anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's Rosie on the House, a 26-year tradition right here in Arizona. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you're coming down to the fairgrounds, just look for the big KTAR RV. You can come ask your question right here live on air as well.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.